Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo. Cambridge 105
Radio. So it's Little Friday Food Club now. Thai restaurant Giggling Squid is opening on the site of the old Jamie's Italian on Corn Exchange Street. A new restaurant in the middle of a pandemic. We need to know so much about this place. Gary is the area manager for Cambridge and he's on the line now. Good morning to you, Gary.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us this morning. We are very excited. We love our food on Cambridge Breakfast. We've been excited about Giggling Squid for quite some time now. It's a restaurant, I've got to say, I'm not fully familiar with it, but you do have quite a few branches around the area and the country. Can you tell us a little bit about the ethos of Giggling Squid, how and when it all started?
Yeah, of course. So it started back in 2002 for us. So Andy and Prani are our owners. They kind of took charge of a small fisherman's cottage down in Brighton, which is now our Brighton restaurant. So they were bringing in all their Thai food memories from when Prani was a little girl back in Thailand.
Uh-huh.
And they kind of cracked on with it themselves with leaky roofs and lack of money and everything. So yeah, that's where it all started for them back then.
And so you're here now in Cambridge. What was it always a plan to come to Cambridge? What attracted you to coming here?
Well, we're always looking for unique and quirky buildings.
Uh-huh.
So we're always having a wee look around for things like that. Cambridge has been on the radar for Giggling Squid for quite a few years. So when the old library came up, it was just such a fantastic opportunity. We couldn't resist. Really.
Yeah, it's an amazing building, right?
Oh, it's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
I was looking online, actually, at some of your other branches. You've got a really distinctive style at Giggling Squid. It's the Thai element, but it's almost like being in a garden, almost. And there's all the fishing elements that you mentioned a little earlier. Can you tell us a little bit, just describe what you've done to the building here in Cambridge, which used to be Jamie's Italian? So did it need quite a bit of work?
Oh, yes. Well, I don't know if too many of your listeners remember the layout of Jamie's, but Jamie's kitchen was in the main room.
Yep.
So we've stripped that back. We've got rid of that, the kitchen part, and we've essentially opened up the room to a lot more of beauty in the walls and kind of really hit home with trying to get the dome effect out of the restaurant as well. Like, it's so beautiful there. And we've gone and stuck a massive, big, multi-ton birdcage in the middle of it as well.
Obviously.
You know, that's just something you do in restaurants, isn't it? But it is absolutely stunning. Like, and then you've got the little birdcages around it, and it just adds to the whole feel of you know, Prani's image, really, because a lot of it is down to her and how she sees it. She's still, even though she's the owner and we're expanding, she is still very much involved. And a lot of what you see is what's been inside Prani's head.
It's fascinating because I remember we had Bill of Bill's Restaurant fame on the programme possibly a little over a year or so ago now. And it's the same kind of principle, I feel, insofar as I think Bill had collected all sorts of bits and pieces in a barn, and slowly but surely they find their way into restaurants across the UK. And that seems to be that same kind of, you know, personal style which the owner wants to put on the branch, wherever it might be. So almost as if every branch is the first one.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I've only been in the company about 2 years. And from the moment you come into the company, you can feel that whole family culture. You know, obviously a lot of our chefs, or majority of our chefs, are Thai as well. So even the expertise from the chef level is exquisite. Like I run restaurants, I run another restaurant in the company, and watching the chefs work, it's mesmerizing. Absolutely mesmerizing. Like, you get offered to go in and try and cook on their walks, and you're scared because of the amount of skill involved.
But I have to ask, what's it like, though, opening a restaurant in the middle of a pandemic? You know, we hear on our news this morning that there's going to be more restrictions, possibly even closures in the hospitality sector in the north of England, and who's to say that might not happen here in Cambridge within a few weeks as well?
I think the simple answer to that is madness.
Mm-hmm.
We are absolutely mad. but it's different. It's a different feel for us, really. You know, we're confident in our brand. Mm. We're confident in who we are. The site we have had for a few months, so it has been sat there, and we have been working on it slowly.
Has it taken longer? Because I'm trying to have my bathroom done at home at the moment, and the main, well, there's lots of problems, but the key one is simply the speed or lack of it in which it takes to order even the most simplest of items from a DIY wholesaler, because the supply chain just isn't working in the way it normally does.
Exactly that. It was, you know, speaking with the builders and everything, it was all about just trying to get the parts and pieces there. You know, I mentioned earlier about the bird cage. It was coming across the water, and it took us an extra 3 or 4 weeks to even get that across. So yeah, it has been a bit more slower, a bit more painful.
Yeah.
You know, we've had to adapt to all the new regulations as well. So training was a lot different for our team. You know, normally we have them all in a big room, and we go through all the processes of their service and food tasting and wine tasting, and we had to break that all down into bubbles. So even the training itself was spread out over a few more weeks, essentially. But so far, since we've opened the doors last week, it has been a good success for us. People seem to be really happy that we're in Cambridge, and we're booked out most nights now.
Amazing.
For the next few weeks.
That's really good news. I have spotted actually that there has been quite a bit of talk about it, and everyone's very, you know, excited to get a table down there. Tell us a little bit about the menu. What can we find on it?
It's a good mix, to be honest. So it's a real kind of celebration. We look at it as a celebration of food, and it's all about sharing as well. So, you know, we're called Giggling Squid. There's squid on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
We have to cook that good, or else you can't have it in the name. So our most popular dish should be our salt and pepper squid starter,
mm-hmm.
Which is amazing. It melts in the mouth. It's soft. You've got that salt and pepper side to it. It's fantastic. You know, you've got seafood in there. You've got land, what we call from the land, so that's your main curries, you know, influences from around Thailand as well as inside it as well. And yeah, like I said, a lot of it is all about sharing with family, with friends. So it's lots of picky bits, but also main meals there as well, that if people want to be a little bit more selfish for themselves, they can.
That's what I was thinking, actually, because I need to go down, and I was thinking, do I go with a group of friends and share, or do I just go with me and maybe one other person, and then I can just have my own half of the plate, actually. But you've given me some good ideas to go with. I've got to say, even on the website, like the food, the colours of the food on the plate, it just all looks so fresh and so inviting, yes. And just like you just want to eat all this gorgeous stuff. It looks amazing.
Well, that's it. Like, I think you hit it on the head there with fresh. There's not, for me, moving from the brands I have been before into Gigging Squid, the amount of freshness on our menu is amazing. And the great thing about it is the dish will slightly change in taste every time it's cooked because of the ingredients you're working with.
Mm.
They're fresh, proper, natural, you know, even chilies change your flavor every day.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just a fantastic environment to be in. Like we said, the menu, it's just unreal. It really is unreal. It's definitely worth coming down if you haven't tried Giggling Squid yet. The flavors are there to be tasted.
Well, absolutely sold. I will be putting in my little I'll be reserving a table hopefully for the next week or two. Thank you so much, Gary, for joining us, and all good luck at the Giggling Squid, though it really doesn't sound like you need it.
No, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Gary.
Well, thank you, Gary. It is 8:42.